This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
When I grow up, I don't want to see the planet turn into a technocracy.
Now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
All right, we're back live broadcasting worldwide. Got an article here. Catholic University opens sex-segregated prayer space for Muslim students. And I got a whole stack of news here where Muslims can rape girls in places like Finland, and the high court says it's okay. Leo Zagami is our guest. Take a few more calls. I want to go to this caller. Is there any sign of resistance to the Pope within the church? But briefly, how does the Orthodox Church and what's happening inside Russia tie into the whole global system, Leo?
Oh, very much. Because within the World Council of Churches, they never really managed to pin under their control Kirill, the Patriarch of Russia, and basically that Orthodox faction which takes their orders from Moscow. Because the Orthodox tradition is mostly autonomous, Alex, but is divided in three main factions. One is under Istanbul, Constantinople, and Bartholomew the First. Then there is Daniel in Romania. And then we have Kirill in Russia. And they had a lot of squabbles between each other because each one, of course, is close geopolitically to the spheres of influence that, of course, on one side is in Russia, and in the last few years, of course, the controversy with NATO, which supports Bartholomew and Daniel from Romania. So we have actually a fight within the Orthodox Church, but we can say that Kirill from Russia is definitely the only independent Christian at the moment who is not subject to the influence of the World Council of Churches, though he's starting to have some relationship with Pope Francis, and of course they came together in Cuba, and later on, more and more, there is this coming together. But Kirill will always be, like we saw also at the inauguration day with President Putin, is a religious man. And today we had also Netanyahu in Moscow marching with Vladimir Putin. In this particular moment in the Middle East, this is a very powerful message. Netanyahu marching in the March of Victory with Vladimir Putin, the newly elected president.
Okay, we got to jump because I want to get to one more. Greg in Maryland. Greg, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Take my call. My question is this. I'm Catholic. I was raised Catholic. I'm 68 years old. Every week at the homily, the priests, no matter who it is, from what parish, whatever church, he tells us we must support this Pope, that the Pope is doing a lot of good things. I think differently. I will not follow this Pope. And I told a priest that. My question then is there any sign of resistance within the Catholic Church, because I haven't seen any, to the things this Pope is teaching, and particularly in the United States, is there any reason?
Greg, great question. I keep you on for an hour, but we got to jump real fast. Lee, I got 1 minute.
Well, in the U.S., the resistance is headed by Cardinal Burke, who was kicked out of his position from the Knights of Malta, and might even risk to be kicked out of the Catholic Church if he continues his crusade against Pope Francis. Within Rome, we have a lot of dissent and a lot of episodes. It's the first time in history that we had posters put all over Rome against the Pope. I think maybe in old times, but in modern history, we never had this happening. People always loved the Pope in Rome, but now things are changing. This Pope is becoming very controversial, and his stance are not supported by the majority of Italians.
There's a massive rebellion, and that's why he's consolidating power. LeoZagami.com. com. Amazing books and info there. Look forward to having you back very, very soon. Thank you so much, and God bless.
Alex.
All right, there goes Leo Zagami. Stay with us. We're going to have the president of the National Union of Body.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
We're now into the third hour. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, and NewsWars.com are the main sites. Now, Beth Chapman's with us to the bottom of the hour. She is the president of the National Bounty Hunters Association, also one of the co-stars on Dog the Bounty Hunter show. And the website's PBUS.com. She's the president of the Professional Bail Agents of the United States, to be specific. And she's on with us about an incredible story that broke yesterday. Google has banned ads from bail bonds services, saying that it's racist because some minorities get bailed out. And it's the same thing with this new anti-racism deal that they've had, where they let people that commit crimes, that vandalize, that physically attack, like the Parkland shooter, out over and over again and never go to jail. That's an anti-racism program called the Promise Program in Coward County. So what's behind this larger operation? I read a stack of news yesterday where major courts in Europe are ruling Muslims can rape girls as young as 10 because of their culture. There is a move to legalize crimes being committed by certain groups of people, but also keep people from getting out of jail. So what's really behind this, and where is this leading? I see it as a way, as the Democrats push for policies that put more people in prison, like Hillary saying black people are animals and they need to be brought to heel and giving them triple sentences for the same amount of cocaine a white person uses, as a way then to get such a giant criminal mass out there, people that have records, that then the Democrats can take control and unionize it and basically take control of those groups. But our guest is a smart lady, and again, she is the president of the Professional Bail Agents of the United States, PBUS.com, and she joins us to break this down. So, Beth Chapman, thanks for coming on with us.
Hi, how are you?
I'm just trying to figure out what Google's doing. First, they want to ban gun ads and Christian ads and take Christian holidays out of their calendars, and now Apple's doing it. I mean, and then now they're trying to ban bail bonds ads. I mean, you're an expert on this. You're the president of one of the biggest groups. What are you thinking is happening?
Well, the attack on the cash bail is part of a well-coordinated attack on the judicial system. You know, since before the founding of this country, bail has allowed communities to protect themselves and to secure that the defendants come back to court. I mean, I think that, you know, I call it the hug-a-thug campaign, you know, because basically we've shifted all of the sympathy from the victim now to the accused. And I think that we're forgetting that, you know, we put people in jail because they've committed a crime, not because they're poor. And I think that the left has, you know, done an excellent job. And, you know, they've done an excellent job. They've put out an amazing narrative. They've gotten a lot of people to buy into this, that, you know, people are languishing in jail because they're poor, and that, you know, the wicked, evil bail bondsmen across this country are preying on, you know, minorities and on communities that are impoverished. And, you know, it's just simply not so. You know, this is a free enterprise country. The fact is that Google and Facebook, in my opinion, have gotten too big. They're too big. They have too much power. And, you know, them to be able to shut down mom-and-pop operations that have basically been in this country since its founding should scare the hell out of anybody in this country.
Well, that's right. They want only centralized government to have power. They hate the idea of systems where, you know, trained, armed citizens, basically under the militia system, go out and get the criminals. They hate the fact that it works so much better than even centralized law enforcement agencies. And most law enforcement agencies, you know, respect and appreciate bounty hunters and bail bondsmen and women from my study. But can you talk about that relationship and this real undermining of our system? And I totally agree. And the left and the communists, they always want destabilization. They always want to get rid of the death penalty, too, so their people can get out of prison once they've engaged in the political takeover. Antifa, all of this, and you see Bezos and all these billionaires using the communist playbook to take control of society. And I agree. They're all too big. They need to be broken up now.
Absolutely. And, you know, I'm glad you brought up Antifa, because when you trace this stuff all the way back to its sources and its origins, and, you know, a frequent friend of yours, Lee Stranahan, basically helped me break it down, this goes all the way back to Antifa. This goes back to Angela Davis. You know, this is all a larger movement where, you know, we are to believe as Americans that, you know, we are cruel and unusual to the people that we put in jail. And, you know, I think that we have to be mindful of the fact that, you know, look, Chicago does not have bail bondsmen. They have zero accountability. And as you can see on a day-to-day basis, you know, their crime is through the roof. Their recidivism is through the roof. They have repeat offenders going in and out of the jail there with a revolving door. You know, we just cannot allow our country to become lawless. And if we do what the left wants, and just break it down even further, what they want is a person who's accused of a crime, they want them to go into the jail, do a deep questionnaire, determine if they're a risk or not. They're taking the human element out of the equation. They don't even want to let the judges have discretion to set bail. They want this eight-question, you know, risk assessment from the Arnold Foundation to basically be their guide. You know, look, I've been in this business for almost 35 years. My husband's been in it, you know, 45 years. But it has taken a long time for us to understand criminal behavior, human nature mixed in with criminal behavior. What are they trying to do? What's the drug going to tell them to do? You know, what's their next move? You have to realize people who are addicted to opiates and heroin and things like that, those people are going to commit somewhere between 4 and 6 felonies a day. A day. They wake up, they got to get drugs, so they go get the drug, or they go shoplift, or they go steal, or they go do whatever they have to do to get the drug.
And Beth, that's so central. Let's expand on this. We asked why there's all this crime in areas of the country. It's in all the blue areas. It's all the Democrat areas. And from human smuggling to drug dealing to child prostitution, everywhere Democrats are in control, criminals don't get sentences at all on purpose. The crime rate explodes. The Democrats are in armored fortresses. They know what they're doing. And now this is an attack on the judicial system to make it far worse. They just want to get rid of it entirely and take our guns, like Chicago, New York, D.C., and other areas, so we can't protect ourselves further. Why are they doing that?
You know, I think that it's part of the bigger funding issues. You know, like, for instance, I have a bill right now that's going through the House of Representatives. It's House Bill 2152. They give millions and millions and millions of dollars to these social groups, like $200 million. It's huge money from the Byrne JAG grants. And they don't have to account for any of that money. They don't even, look, we don't even give grants to the military unless we know how many tanks they're going to buy. Are they going to use it for bulletproof vests? Are they buying ammo? They have to report, and needs to account for every dime and dollar that they get. But these liberal social justice groups that our government is giving the Burn Jag grant monies to, they don't have to account for it at all. And they're given millions and millions and millions and millions of dollars. And I think this was just a bigger, you know, I don't want to use the word conspiracy, but, you know, it was just a bigger plan to basically, you know, put the government in control of everything.
Absolutely. Beth Chapman, obviously, is very famous for TV shows. She was the youngest licensed bail bondsman person ever in Colorado. She also, of course, is married to Dog the Bounty Hunter, pbus.com. She is the president of the Professional Bail Agents of the United States organization. This is a war on law and order. And this is all part of the globalist move to consolidate federally under the UN, the Strong Cities Initiative. It's all been announced. They're attacking sheriff departments. They're trying to get rid of sheriff departments, have them consolidate under cities, which is backwards. It goes from the states to the counties, then to the cities. They are basically obliterating our Bill of Rights, our Constitution, our American system, and they're targeting right now the bounty hunters and bail bonds folks of this country. We'll be right back. Ladies and gentlemen, newswars.com. Please spread that link, newswars.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Star Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Stuck in an expensive timeshare contract and feel like there's no way out? I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO of Wesley Financial Group. I've helped thousands of people get rid of their timeshares.
I didn't realize what I was getting into. The whole thing was just a scam. I finally found information on Chuck, and he agreed to meet us. It was just a wonderful experience because he knows that business inside out, and he actually wanted to solve our problem.
I fought the largest timeshare company in federal court, and yes, I won. Whether you owe $10,000 to $250,000 on your timeshare, we can help cancel your mortgage. When you're approved as a client, we'll get you out of your timeshare, eliminate your payments, and get them off of your back permanently. And we proudly hold an A+ rating with the Better Business Bureau.
Call Wesley Financial Group now for your free consultation at 800-959-3388. That's 800-959-3388. 800-959-3388.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@GCNlive.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
Coming up in the next segment, Christy Masaryk, one of the ladies that got reportedly abused by the New York AG, the disgraced Me Too guy, is going to be joining us. She joined Roger Stone during the War Room yesterday with Owen Schroyer. I thought it was pretty powerful. What is it about these guys? But here's the deal. Roughing up girls you're dating, it's a bad thing to do. And if it's true, you get in a lot of trouble. Calling them brown slaves and all this. Well, that's not illegal, but it's scummy. But what about covering up for Weinstein with, now they're saying, seven women that went to the police and said that he raped them? Well, we already have his driver of many years, his assistant of many years, two different witnesses saying he raped women all the time. He liked women that weigh like 95 pounds. He'd get on top of them. I'm digressing. I'm going to ask Beth Chapman about that as well. Again, she's married to Dog the Bounty Hunter, super famous in her own right, the youngest Vail's Bondsman person ever in Colorado history, and so much more. Everybody knows who she is. She's been a gymnast, ice skater, nightclub singer, waitress, clerk in her early life, besides being a bounty hunter and a Vail's Bondsman. And Google's saying, we want it basically gotten rid of. You can't advertise with us. And that's what Matt Drudge called it and coined it, you know, 10 years ago, was these online gulags, these online ghettos, where they want to kick us all off the main web, and then they're coming for that later. They're coming for our websites later. They're coming after me. So Beth Chapman, looking at this, I think you absolutely nailed it. They're trying to make criminal activity legal, and so many Democratic leaders, it turns out, are involved in all these crimes. And they were protecting the shooter at Parkland for years when he said he was going to come kill everybody. The policeman called 22 times, the FBI 3 times. It's the same every time. Why do they protect criminals? For me, they are a criminal group. They are a criminal group at the top, and below that, a bunch of lazy people that want handouts. What do you think?
Well, I agree with you. I think a lot of them are criminals. Look, let's just talk about Bob Hertzberg, Senator Bob Hertzberg in California. He is the guy who is pushing Senate Bill 10, which is the No Money Bail Act. You know, even though the California District Attorneys Association is against it, the California Alliance of Judges have come out against it, the Sheriff's Department has come out against it, the Klaus Kids Foundation, you know Mark Klaus, you know, the Congress of Racial Equality came out against it. You know, there's just so much criminal behavior going on. And as you know, Bob Hertzberg was accused of hugging. He was hugging too many people at the state capitol. They put him under investigation, you know, and because he's a lawyer, that he's sort of, you know, squeaking through the cracks over there. But, you know, their credibility is at question. A lot of these guys, look at Anthony Weiner. You know, these guys were all people who had criminal behavior going on in their own homes and their own background. This AG from New York is absolutely outrageous. Right now, Governor Cuomo is taking the bite out of crime, literally, because he has tied the hands of law enforcement. They know that on a minor crime or misdemeanor, no one's going to jail. They don't let them put them in jail. They'll only let them get a ticket. Even currently, right now, if you go and you steal from a big box retailer, Walmart, Kmart, Target, whatever, you have to steal over $1,000 worth of merchandise before they can even call the police on you.
And for folks that don't know, that drives up the prices for everybody else, and it makes where everything's locked up and you can't look at it. And, I mean, I'm in stores all the time and see people stealing. It's epidemic.
Epidemic. And, you know, what are we doing to our law enforcement? You know, we're putting them out there on the front line where they are faced with people who are high on drugs, who, you know, are illegally carrying firearms, weapons of whatever, who know what they've been doing. You know, look, I've said this for years because of, you know, the bounty hunting that we do. When a police officer makes a traffic stop, they have no idea who they're stopping in that car. But the guy in the car knows. The guy in the car knows that he's wanted. He knows that if he just killed someone. He knows that he just stole the car or whatever. The dangers that surround our law enforcement every single day is being compromised by these liberal governors and by the hug-a-thug campaign, because we would rather feel sorry for somebody who's poor and stole a car. You know, I said to someone last week, she goes, but he was poor. And I go, right, that's why he stole the car. Because if he had his own job, he'd buy his own car. You know, but what about the guy that works hard every day who went out and bought that car? He should just be disregarded because this, you know, poor thug.
Well, when I was growing up in Dallas, and I only lived there 1 year when I was 16, I had my car stolen twice, and the cops would laugh and wouldn't even come out. And then when I got my car with the engine and the wheels all off of it, insurance wouldn't even cover it all, and I ended up having to get a worse vehicle each time. And then now I've been in Austin, and now we're getting all the crime is starting up. And it's to the left, it's all funny. It's all hilarious to them. And I think it's really part of a mental illness. I mean, I'm sure you've seen the Project Veritas videos of Democrats behind the scenes all over the country admitting to committing incredible crimes and covering up children being raped in schools. I mean, it's just crazy how corrupt they are. And then the whole criminal in chief, Hillary Clinton.
Well, then you've got, you know, this Senator Whitmer, I think is his name, there in Texas. You know, they're just now starting this hug-a-thug campaign there in Texas. And so you're going to start to see a lot more of this, unfortunately, because it is sweeping out of Harris County, and it's going over to Austin and Galveston and to Dallas. And, you know, these social groups are basically coming through, and they're suing. You know, oh, you left Otis the town drunk in jail for too long. Look, we have an obligation. If you pick up someone who is drunk, they are impaired and they can't drive, where should you put them? Okay, should you drive them home? Should you put
you
them
supposedly
in
just let them go kill somebody
hospital?
Let them kill somebody else? Where is this all going? Can't people see Democrats and leftist countries always wreck everything?
Yeah, they do. But listen, that's a good point. But do you remember in the show Andy Griffith, Otis would come in and put himself in jail. And then in the morning when he was sober, he'd release himself. The fact is that when police put people in jail, we have to let them come down. We have to let them sober up. You cannot just release them back into the community in the way that you got them, or that's recklessly endangering your whole community. But we have just gone off the rails.
You're really making me think. You know, that's why for decades the illegal aliens get let go for drunk driving. Then for more serious crimes in San Francisco, lets the guy go, admits he shot the young woman in the back and killed her. I mean, it started with the illegal aliens, and now it's just going to be all these people are able to commit any crimes they want.
Yep. And in the state of California, you know, they're going through going, well, we're suffering because we have so many people in jail. Well, they're suffering the bad effects of their three strikes and their outlaw that came, you know, many, many years ago. But moreover, they sentence people for far too much crime or for far too much time. You know, their time doesn't fit the crime. There's a lot of things that could be done to alleviate jail overcrowding. But I agree.
They'll put nonviolent marijuana people in for a couple years and then let an aggravated felon out. And the Democrats do it on purpose. They do it on purpose, Beth.
That's right. And, you know, my husband is famous for catching a guy named Andrew Luster. He was the Max Factor cosmetics heir. He had 185 counts of rape and poisoning. Right now in the state of California, he is eligible to be released under the Prop 47 realignment, reinvestment crap. This guy has 86 counts of rape and poisoning, and he could be freed at any time under Jerry Brown's new regime.
And they let Cruz kill all those people in Florida. Amazing. Beth Chapman, thank you so much for joining us. Please join us again in the near future, in studio or via Skype. God bless you.
Thank you, Scott. Bye-bye.
I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it was a prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
All right, we're getting her lined up on the phone line right now. Christy Masaryk, one of the reported victims of Schneiderman, the creepy George Soros man. They're helping protect everybody in Harvey Weinstein in New York. Well, we're getting her on, ladies and gentlemen. We're running two, really three giant sales right now. They're going to have to end early next week. Super Blue is our super popular, fluoride-free, high-quality, fortified with colloidal silver and iodine and tea tree oil and peppermint oil and so much more concentrated toothpaste. People love it. But only a few percentage of the listeners buy products from us. But we've noticed this is our best-selling product. It's not our main profit center because it's so inexpensive. But we've noticed that when we offer it at 40, 50% off, we get a lot of new customers. So even though it's going to sell out the next few weeks, long before I get more towards the end of June, I am selling Super Blue Toothpaste built by my dad, the dentist, the oral surgeon, but made by the biggest organic producer of toothpaste in the country. We have them produce it for us. For 50% off, that means the mouthwash, the children's toothpaste, the adult toothpaste, the immune gargle, all of it, and our ultimate turmeric formula, 50% off, Bodies. Ultimate turmeric formula, ladies and gentlemen, Bodies, whole body support. At InfoWarsStore.com, the autoimmune boosting, the inflammation lowering, all of it's legendary. 95% curcuminin level. 95% curcuminin level. Nobody else that we know of has that. The average leading competitor has a 3%. But if you've taken real turmeric, folks, you will experience it. Well, we set out to bring you the very strongest out there. To be honest, out of thousands of brands that's so popular, there's two or three others I've gone out and looked at that claim they've got something as strong. One of them claimed stronger, and I had the company expert look at it, and they said that it's impossible for there to be that much in here, period. But it's amongst the best, and it's discounted massively at a regular price. But at $26 or $29, you can't beat it. Okay. Now, Christy Masaryk is a political activist and president of Successful Strategies, Inc., a public relations and business development firm. And, of course, you've seen her on television talk shows across the country nationally. And I'm not going to get into her whole long bio, but she is a respected lady and amongst the four women coming out saying that the former New York attorney general, who's now resigned, was super aggressive, super crazy, and abusive. And other women have said that he called them brown slaves. All I know is he protected Weinstein in that investigation. That's confirmed. With all these women coming forward saying Weinstein raped them, and we've got the driver that worked for him 20 years. We've got his valet, his assistant saying he raped women. So that right there puts a big black cloud over Schneiderman. But you look at the photos and videos of him. I mean, he looks like a crazed loon to me. I mean, he's got that American Psycho look, so I believe Christy Masaryk. And the weird thing is the Democrats have kicked off this whole Me Too thing. Because I guess they know it hurt Hillary that, you know, she had connections to Bill and all that. And then try to protect all the Republicans. There's plenty of Republicans doing bad stuff. But, man, these Democrats tend to be taking the cake just for all the craziness. So, Christy Masaryk, thank you for having the courage to come on the broadcast today. Tell us about yourself, how you ended up being around Schneiderman, and where you think this firestorm's coming. Because the word is, through the little bird in New York that both put us together, that there are other women about to go public. So again, thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Alex. I came to meet Eric Schneiderman when he was a state senator in 2008. When I was working for a man, Assemblyman Dennis Yaverzak, I and six other employees of the former disgraced Assemblyman are suing him and the state of New York, and Eric Schneiderman for the past 8 years has tried to cover up all the salacious text messages, inappropriate videos, aggressive sexual attacks and assaults on my former female colleagues, kind of as a way to cover up for his pal, Dennis Gabrzak.
Wow. So, Christy Masaryk is our guest, and already now, then you're saying it's expanding past the four women. You're saying already that he's been involved covering up, just like we know he's done with the infamous Harvey Weinstein.
Well, Alex, I can speak to just in my firsthand experience, serving in the assembly in 2008 as a communications director. Since that time, there have been dozens of women who have come forward with complaints, and through either Shelley Silver, the former assembly speaker, along with the attorney general, Eric Schneiderman, they covered up, paid off, settled out of court, or bullied these women to back down. Many of them lost their jobs, including myself, Alex. When I went to the speaker's office, my pay was cut in half by Assemblyman Gabrzak, and I waited patiently because I knew a leopard doesn't change their spots. Took a few years, and several women reached out to me and said, "Will you help?" We gathered together. We launched our formal complaint in December of 2013. An ethics commission found Assemblyman Gaberzak guilty of violations of a public officer and fined him $100,000 in December of 2015. Guess why I haven't had my day in court, Alex? Two words, Eric Schneiderman. And it's the same words time and time and time again, and now everybody knows why.
You know, if we do a live report about something silly like meteorites or volcanoes or something, Google doesn't block it. YouTube doesn't block it. It gets a million views. But something like this, they demonetize it. They block it. We can see them shadow ban when you were on with Roger Stone last night. They just banned that video where it's on the site, on YouTube, but no one can basically share it. It didn't go out to subscribers. So I'm just adding to the ongoing cover-up that I was told by folks when that were saying I should get you on because you're so credible, that it's much, much bigger, like an iceberg beneath the surface of the cover-ups and the behavior, and really a club of men who engage in this type of abusive behavior, and that he's been promoted to this high position to then cover it up on a statewide basis.
As I said, he was a state senator at the time, and during my service, there were at least two other assemblymen who had complaints from more than one female employee lingering. Vito Lopez is one, Micah Kellner is another, and of course, Mr. Gaberzak. Eric has gone so far using the Attorney General's office to stifle us and to make us miss critical timelines, so we are forced into appeals. I have always said to my attorney, I will fight this to the Supreme Court. I don't live if I'm living in a cardboard box. Because in the time since I filed this notice of claim, Mr. Schneiderman has come back with his attorney general's office and levied charges against me for election law violations. I am the daughter of a former Erie County legislator, director of Veterans Affairs, and my family has been in public service for 7 decades. I think I know how to run a campaign cleanly, and I don't find it too coincidental that when I went after Assemblyman Gaberzak, Eric Schneiderman and the Democrats here in Erie County came after me.
Wow. So they're not letting us promote your interview with Stone. I'm sure they'll try to block this, but it's going out on hundreds of radio stations and hundreds of TV stations, and more than now 80 cable stations. We're growing, but people really should get mad, because it's not just the sexual harassment or reportedly slapping women around that did have consensual sex and then calling them slaves, but it's the cover-up and the repercussions and the persecution and just the gangsterish behavior.
They're bullies. They're absolutely bullies. And they know that, especially, I appreciate the Me Too movement, but as I said to Roger yesterday, coming after people almost a decade ago, it was the Me First movement. And they tried to stifle, and it kind of imploded. But the former assemblyman and other colleagues have a friend in Eric Schneiderman, who's a little devil.
That's right. Christy Masaryk, stay with us. I want to come back and talk about the next shoe to drop, what you think is coming next, and how do you ever become the star of the Me Too movement? I mean, that's what makes it even sicker. We'll be right back, breaking down the crazed maniac.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, June 1st through the 4th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton-Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Corey Good, Doc Wallach, and more. Get tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Zurich, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Christy Mazurek, like Zurich, Switzerland, is our guest. I love how I butchered her name a little bit, so it sounded like the guy from the state senate she'd been fighting with, and I was like, that name sounds very similar. And then one of the producers is like, it's Zurich, Mazurik, like Zurich, Switzerland. Did I finally get it right, Christy?
Hey, that's okay. You know, it's a Polish last name, so I have to cut some people some slack. But I do know Eric Schneiderman knows how to say my name, because he certainly has said it a lot in the last 5 years.
I bet. So what? So again, you know the inside baseball. Somebody from the start exposing this. When the House of Cards comes down, which is now happening, it's way more than just these four women saying that he got really vicious with them, called them names. Did you ever hear anything like this from other people? Because the guy looks like a crazed maniac. I mean, I'm not into guys, but if I was a girl, he looks really creepy.
Well, let's just say this. I find it really disingenuous and insincere when people are saying they're so shocked to hear that this has happened. I was rolling in the streets of Albany for several years, and Mr. Schneiderman was never at a loss for trying to track down a new date, so to speak.
Well, I know folks that know him. I was talking to some lawyers that know him. They say he is a maniac, just period. He's bouncing off the walls.
As I mentioned to you, I'm facing election law violations, and I want to be very candid about that. I am facing two felonies for taking photographs with two different candidates, with my father, who is a silver and bronze star decorated Vietnam veteran, who, as I mentioned, was a county legislator and a director of Veterans Affairs. And it was for a campaign. The candidates didn't know what those pictures are going to be used for. So that's the comedy of it. And the fact.
Yeah, but hold on. I mean, what weird esoteric law is this? Because they're recriminating against you now. I guess they've been recriminating against other women. But how is it a crime to take a photo with your father and then use it in the campaign ad?
Well, they're claiming I coordinated. Well, I actually have spoken to the attorneys.
Yeah, but aren't you allowed to take photos for your campaign?
You know, it's crazy, isn't it? At my own home. I can't have my father come to my residence and take a photograph of the candidate.
So that's the type of things he charges women with that speak up is just weird. Just like he's been suing Trump, what is it, 50-something times?
For sure. And again, how he has done it, and it's not just, I think I'm one of the few females that he's come after in the political realm. But as you know, there have been numerous politicians, former politicians, that have come under his umbrella of election law violation, and they wind up getting fines. But it's after several years of intimidation by state police investigators, the FBI, the Inspector General's office, the U.S. Attorney's office, hundreds of thousands of dollars in legal fees that I and my colleagues have had to pay out to no end. And just to have this schmuck run amok of people's lives, knowing what I knew about him.
Let me bring this up. Have you seen Samantha Bee, her interview with him last year, worshiping him as the white python, weird sexual references, saying she's got a crush on him. He's the ultimate man for standing up for women. Here's a little boil down of Samantha Bee and her worship fest of Schneiderman. Here it is.
Today is November 8th, which means Donald Trump was elected president exactly 100 years ago. I'm kidding. It's only been a year. Oh my, where'd this come from? President Bonesfur has had more endurance than predicted.
Okay, so that's the intro to the original piece. Here's our little boil down that our own John Gonzalez put together. We've all heard of Spider-Man. Well, here's Schneiderman.
We've been conducting an investigation for more than 4 months into the Weinstein Company, and our investigation, as demonstrated by the petition filed yesterday, uncovered a pervasive pattern of sexual harassment, intimidation, discrimination, and abuse at the Weinstein Company.
White Mamba might be the one to save us.
Remember, with great power comes great responsibility.
What have you forsaken us?
Christy Mazurek is our guest here for a few more minutes. How did the House of Cards, with you exposing him for over a decade, how did the House of Cards begin to fall for him, and now these four women close to him saying he's this demonic maniac, calling him racial slurs, brutalizing him? He says it's all just playtime, that he reportedly just runs around, like you said, like a maniac, hitting on one woman after the next. He looks like the Joker, you know, out of DC Comics or Marvel, whatever it is. How did the House of Cards begin to unravel? I mean, I guess as he became more and more this big celebrity and took on the leadership of the Me Too movement, was it just too much for these women?
I think what happens, and I have been in contact with other females who have been victims of sexual harassment by former senators and former assembly people, and I think what happens is their courage. These guys that are constantly victimizing people, constantly bullying people, threatening them with their jobs, they think they're untouchable. even though that there's this underlying undulation of women finally saying enough is enough. And I think that was the fatal flaw. I think in recent weeks, I know I've spoken to the New York Times. I know that I've had numerous conversations with a former elected official's victims, Vita Lopez. We banded together to demand that Andrew Cuomo actually make change to the law. Because one of the interesting things that they told my group of six is we didn't file within a few weeks of leaving our position. Therefore, the case really is a moot point. Really? I don't see that in the case with Bill Cosby, and I certainly don't see it in the case with Harvey Weinstein.
Well, let's talk about this. How much credibility does it give it, though, that Trump 4 years ago tweeted that, look at, the governor getting caught, look at, which is consensual, so I don't really have an issue, even though he's a creep, and then you've got Wiener, the big pervert, going after underage girls. That is super evil and disgusting. But the point is, how known is Schneiderman that back when Trump put that out, he wasn't even as powerful as he is now. So it sounds like Schneiderman is just known as a maniac. What other shoes do you think are going to drop? What else do you know about Schneiderman?
I think I'll say this. Now that he has left the building, New York State is a better place for it. And the females that work for New York State can finally begin to feel safer. Not safe, because there's many creeps still around, and the cover-up still continues. So what I think this does is it begins to unravel this kind of yarn, this knitted kind of Afghan that's been going on, where I'll cover your back if you cover mine. I think this begins the unraveling. And I do think that more victims are going to come out. And I had a sick feeling in my stomach thinking, I truly hope this hasn't reached a level of horrific violence. This is bad enough. I just hope that there wasn't some horrific activity going on.
Well, they're a bunch of gangsters, and Cuomo's tied to it all as well. And his brother at CNN isn't just on record hit and run and drunk and then gets away with it because who he is. Supposedly it gets a lot worse. So that's why they're trying to be the leaders of the Me Too movement and they put it out there because they know they're so guilty of stuff that they hope that somehow gives them credibility as leaders of it so no one will suspect that they're covering up for Harvey Weinstein, you name it. Any other points you'd like to make, Christy Mazurek?
Alex, you are spot on. And I watched and witnessed with my own position. It was a series of things. Once the heat started coming on, you were fired or you were told to quit. And anybody that you went to also had some skeletons and baggage. And as I mentioned to Roger, it was like Shangri-La in the halls of the New York State Legislature.
Wow. Hopefully come back with us to chronicle this as you've been exposing it from the beginning. A lot of courage. We appreciate that, Christy. If people want to email you or call you or contact you or read what you put out before, where's the best place for them to visit?
They can... Google is a great place. I know that Google's giving me a problem with sharing some of my stuff. But my story's pretty well documented out there, and I've let Eric Schneiderman in the Attorney General's office take his swings first. They can reach out to me on Facebook through you folks there, and they're more than welcome to email me.
All right, Christy Mazurek, thank you so much for coming on with us. We'll be in contact. Thank you.
Thank you.
Speaking of New York, Lionel's going to be co-host in the fourth hour with me, former prosecutor, author.
Hello, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. I would like to invite you to a free health lecture where I'm going to educate you on how to flourish with better health now and in your golden years. We will be at the Holiday Inn Airport, Springfield, Missouri. Registration time is 6:30 p.m. This is May 18th. You can give us a call for free registration at 833-WALLACH. That's free registration, 833-925-5224. 833-925-5224.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Introducing CellForce by